It's an introduction and high-level overview of the continuous deployment DevOps principle in Parts Unlimited MRP. As you can see, I'm in my build definitions. We will take a look at the Parts Unlimited MRP continuous integration build. The build is defined through build steps. Build step provide the functionalities to build, test, and package the application. For example, MRP is a Java application, and thus each service is built using the Gradle wrapper script. The build artifacts will then be published, so you can see that we have integration, order, services that are built, also the client website that we see, the front-facing website that we see for MRP. And at the end of the build, we will publish the artifacts for the deployment and also the result of the compilation itself. We have Gradle steps and publish, but there are several other build steps that you can use. You can see ent, CMake, grunt, gulp. So you can also use Jenkins, Maven, so really SonarQube also. So really there's a whole lot of external systems or open source stuff that you can use for your project, in this case MRP, but whenever your project, it could be .NET or it could be all your open source need. It's all out there in the build definition. There is a lot of options and things you can configure inside your build definition, and we will take a look at a few. Let's go first see the options. So some advanced options are available, but a bit out of scope for Parts Unlimited MRP. For example, you can set multiple build configuration to run in parallel, etc. You can also create work item when a build failure occur. We also have the repository options. In the repository, it supports a lot of repository types. You really have the choice of the repository type there. You can go from Git to Subversion. Connecting the source code is done by selecting the repository and a branch. It's also possible to clean the workspace before initiating a build and report the build status to the developers after. What makes a continuous integration build a continuous integration build? It's actually the triggers. This is where the magic happened, and this is where you will define this build as a continuous integration. You will also configure in there from which branch the CI will trigger automatically. We can see in that example that it's for master. If you would want to, you could also schedule your continuous integration so that it runs every weekdays, let's say at 3 a.m. So that will give you a daily build if you want. We will not be using that, so we will uncheck the schedule. We will go into the general section, and we can see that general settings include which agent queue to use, who is authorized to trigger a build job, and other miscellaneous configuration. For example, the default agent queue used in MRP is a host agent queue. Host agents are provided with a rich set of tooling already installed to support mini build possible. Talking of configuration on the hosted build server, you have pretty much all the version of the .NET frameworks. You have a lot of version of Microsoft Azure SDK from 2.2 to 2.9 at the time of doing this demo. There's also a lot of open source components like Android Native Development Kit, Apache Ent, Apache Maven. We also have Node.js, Python, Python tools for Visual Studio, Git for Windows, Java Standard Edition development, the GDK, CMake. So really there's a lot of .NET, but a great deal of open source tools on the hosted agent so that you can build your projects accordingly. It's also possible to specify a single or none, a single or multiple demands So the agent must meet in order to execute your build. For example, MRP run in Java, so it's possible to ensure that Java exists on the agent. Java is there by default on the hosted agent, but you could have demand in there in configure so that it will only goes on the compatible build agents.